Hello, my friends. Greg checking in from Buenos Aires, Argentina. As you can tell from my voice, I'm still battling what they're calling the super flu in Argentina. It's being called the super flu primarily simply because it lasts so long. Something that occurred right after I sent out that last field report. They sent out a notice that my flight had been canceled, my return flight back to Buenos Aires, along with 900 other flights over 3 days because they decided to spur of the moment shut down the Buenos Aires Aeroparque local airport, which is the one I fly from Buenos Aires to anywhere else in the country. They needed to do some repairs on the runway and don't have a spare runway. I've never had a flight canceled in Argentina, and of course this is the worst way to have it happen when there's 900 other flights that also need to find other ways to get back to Buenos Aires. So it's just another one thing I was dealing with in the midst of feeling terrible and trying to continue on ministering everywhere we were scheduled to minister, which we did due to problems with the airline systems, could never get through online, so eventually just had to go to the Trelu airport when we got back to Trelu, where we'd be flying out of, and rebooking right at the counter. They got me on a flight flying into the international airport a day earlier than I would have flown. But if I wouldn't have got that one, I wouldn't have got out for at least another 4 days, which would have messed everything else up for this trip. So I thank God that I got that. So just a lot of headaches, literally and figuratively. I finished off the last field report talking about San Julian, which was amazing. And then having time to crash in Piedrabuena, because that's when this flu thing was really hitting me. 2 days later, we were off to Sierra Grande, where we ministered 3 days straight. This church is pastored by an 80-year-old pastor couple who we were hosted by there. They saw us as a real godsend, since this is their 50th year, their jubilee year, since establishing that church. Every night when I went up to speak and minister, I felt like there's no way I'm going to be able to do this without major help by God. And then every time I was completely strengthened by God, all coughing stopped, coughing regularly. That's one of the main things of this flu virus. No caffeine, no sniffling, felt energized, fluent, power of God flowed. At the end of the 3 nights, the pastor couple were so thankful we'd come there, energized. Their church asked us to please come back anytime God ever leads us there. So although in our own strength, we felt like we could do nothing, the Lord made the whole trip very successful. 24th, drove back to Trelu, which is about 2 hours south of there. Yvonne took a bus back to his home in Sarmiento, Chubut, Argentina, where he and his wife live. Because I couldn't get a flight out on the scheduled day, which is Thursday, I wasn't able to do the all-church service on Wednesday, which they really wanted me to do. But they asked me if I would do something on Tuesday. So at the last minute, they gathered about 60 men together, all leaders of men's cell groups, and had an amazing night ministering there, mainly talking about strategy and how we needed to focus on hearing God and obeying his instructions. I believe part of the reason this church, which is actually based in the city on the ocean near there, is exploding and grows so much is because they realize the men are the key. If the men are healthy, then the women are happy. And usually the root of the problem is men not knowing who they are and being in the right order and being used in the way that God wants them to be used. If the men are doing what they're supposed to do, then generally it's pretty easy to get the women walking in their identities. So even though this is a big hassle to do with the flight changes and the rescheduling, I believe this is definitely another one of those everything working for good to those who are trying to do the Lord's will. And there's no doubt at the end of this thing, I think everybody else thought too, this was the deal I was really supposed to do in Trelu. The senior pastor there told me they're going to lease out a hotel for next time I come into town. A hotel being a neutral, non-churchy place, and invite all the entrepreneurs, focusing on the non-Christian entrepreneurs, to come to this event. I told you before we headed off on this trip that I heard a word from the Lord. This trip will be a trip of sacrifice. I've learned not to ignore those things that seem like negative warnings, and generally they're understatements. I'd say that was the case here. I'd wrap this trip up by saying it was an amazing trip, all kinds of doors open, but miserable for me personally at the same time. Mainly the latter half. I couldn't have done this trip for sure without your intercession. You've heard stories of people before that were like almost dead, and then they'd get up and speak, and then like the power of God came over them and everything was good while they were up, and then they leave the platform like I did one time and felt like I was going to fall down, I was going to need help from the podium back to my seat. I've had some good confirmations. I'm supposed to try to go to my niece's wedding, which is in Pennsylvania, on the 12th of September. So right now I'm listed standby on an American flight to JFK on Wednesday the 9th. Then depending on getting clear confirmations from God, I may be flying from there, straight from there to Dallas, either that or directly to Phoenix from Philadelphia. So please be praying that, number one, I'll get my flight on the 9th to JFK, and that I will get clear confirmation of anything else I'm supposed to do before I finally get back to Phoenix. I'll either get a report to you from Dallas or a final report from Phoenix. Thanks for being part of this thing with me and listening to my monotone report.